It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Okay, I'm not one for superstitions, but you know, just the other day I was out walking with my son and one of the little girls I watch, and I'm walking up from the park and suddenly a black cat just crosses our path and I'm just like, oh my god, it's fall and a cat just crosses our path. That was awesome. Thought it was kind of cool, but then I realized, wait now, I feel kind of uneasy. I feel like this is the whole unlucky cat, black cat crossing your path. And I just like what? Why is it unlucky? This is kind of silly. It's the equate, you know, it kind of equates to walking on cracks in a sidewalk, that kind of thing. So I decided to do a little bit of research. And, I've actually came up and kind of found some of the reasons why people think black cats are so unlucky and it's so bad to have them walk across your path. So I thought this would be a very cool little installment of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special. Now, I've never been one for superstitions. I step on the cracks in the sidewalk. I walk under ladders without a thought. And as a child, I had a black cat. Others, however, are not so trusting somewhere down the line. Black cats became a Halloween favorite and a symbol of bad luck, as many people have come to believe that a black cat crossing your path is an omen of misfortune or even, dum-dum-dum, death. But we'd like to know how the heck that even came about, you know. It makes no sense. Prehistoric cats could be the answer. If you think about it, it's really no surprise that mankind tends to distrust our feline friends. In the earliest days of history, cats were large, carnivorous creatures that evidence suggests humans often had to fend off in order to survive. Just imagine living amongst the saber-toothed tiger, right? It's not going to be an episode of Flintstones, guys. Unlike our wolf friends, humans did not attempt to domesticate these dangerous creatures until much later, and our fear is what kept us alive and away from them for the most part. Fast forward thousands of years, and how did this fear translate over to a specifically colored domestic cat? It is believed that the superstition began around the Middle Ages in Europe. Folklore spread about a man and his son who came across a black cat, which they began to toss rocks at. The injured cat ran into a woman's house who was suspected of being a witch. And when the woman happened to appear limping and bruised the next day, people suspected that the cat must be the woman in disguise. Other theories suggest that during this time, people started to see black cats as a sign of death and bad luck simply because of their black fur, just like ravens and crows. Sadly, mass killings of black cats spread across Europe as people tried to rid the streets of these bad omens. And of course, we've all heard witches being attached to black cats. But as you know, in an earlier episode, there's more to that culture. But, you know, let me de-ignoratize yourselves again here. Stop picking on the Wiccans, people. This disturbing practice carried over to the persecution of witches right across Europe and eventually to the Salem witch trials. Black cats, whose owners were accused of witchcraft, were associated with the devil and evil. People thought black cats assisted witches in their evil deeds. And also that witches could transform into black cats to lurk in the shadows and cast spells on people. Both witches and black cats were persecuted and killed together. How delightful. But not everyone hated black cats. That being said, there were plenty of black cat lovers throughout history. Ancient Egyptians viewed black cats as divine and believed that gods lived within them. In certain parts of the 19th century Europe, black cat sightings were actually considered good omens. The Irish believed that a black cat on your porch was good luck, and in Japan, black cats are similarly revered as symbols of prosperity. Lucky for our feline friends, these bad superstitions have virtually vanished, and black cats are now part of many families across the world. However, many black cats are still mistreated and feared today, especially around Halloween, which is why we always caution owners of black cats to keep them safely indoors around that time of year. As someone who owned and loved a black cat, I can assure you, there is no evil associated with the color of their fur. Yes, there was the occasional butter scratch, and yes, he often brought some mice home as presents, but any cat owner will tell you, that's a cat thing, not an evil witch thing. So, leave those black cats alone, okay? They're furry and cute and just so sweet. Guys, I hope you're enjoying the 31 Days of Halloween, Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Halloween special. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and you'll hear from me tomorrow.